we need to talk about two important details of this coronation of King Charles III that no one seems to be talking about. But we're going to get into it on this episode. Let's do it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith.
Cutting Edge Faith.
The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
King Charles III will be coronated on May 6th. No doubt you've heard about it. Probably you don't know that much about it, like I didn't. I didn't know that much about it, but I started to look into it, and there are some interesting details, some parts of the coronation that were not in any previous coronation whatsoever. They're shocking. In fact, I think they're quite concerning, these couple of specific details, and I'm going to get into that in this episode. But first, these traditions, many of them have their roots in biblical symbolism. And it's very important for us to understand the symbolism, but then also to know where they have departed from biblical symbolism and from biblical support. Now, King Charles will put his hand on a Bible and swear an oath before God and before people. And he will also be presented with what's called the Sovereign's Orb. This is a golden globe that has a cross on the top of it. And the whole point is to remind the king that his power is derived from God. Now, these traditions are wonderful, and they certainly remind us that we serve the one true king, Jesus Christ. And he's the one who has ultimate authority. Now, while the Bible is clear about God's authority, not all kings actually submit to that authority. Of course, kings can do what they're going to do, and they may or may not be submitted to God's authority. We saw that in the Bible, where many kings were not submitted to God's authority, but there were some that were. Now, King Charles' coronation ceremony has a new detail that I think is quite concerning. For the first time in history, the coronation ceremony will include a pledge of allegiance to the king himself. That's right, to the king himself. An oath of allegiance to a person, to the king, but not only the king, also his future heirs. Does that send off any red flags for you? It should, because it certainly does for me. This has not been well received by many in England, and for good reason. Of course, our allegiance is only to the one true God. It's only Jesus Christ who deserves our full allegiance. This invitation to swear allegiance to King Charles and his future heirs is a clear and stark reminder that we do not bow to earthly kings. We only bow to the one true king of heaven and earth. Throughout history, it's been very common for kings to put themselves above the law. That sort of was expected, that the kings would just do whatever they wanted to do without regard to the law and without being held accountable to any other higher standard. In the Bible, we see many examples of this, although they were really under God's authority, and God was sovereign, and he still is sovereign over even those kings. King Saul was an example of someone who acted above the law, and he even tried to kill David more than one time, an innocent man. But King David is the opposite example. He failed big time, but when the prophet Nathanael called him out and rebuked him, David repented, and he submitted to the authority of the law. He submitted and put himself underneath that higher authority. And as Christ followers, we can rest assured that God is sovereign. He is sovereign over every single king, whether or not they serve him. Proverbs 21 says that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. King Charles' coronation will include another aspect that is brand new to this coronation, never seen before. What is it? It will have a multi-faith display of unity. That's right. He's actually going to have representatives and leaders from Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Sikhism have a part in this Christian ceremony. That's right. Does that raise a red flag for you? It should. It does for me. You know, we need to be like the sons of Issachar. They had an understanding of the times. The Bible says that they understood the times and they knew what Israel should do. So we must aspire to be like that. We must understand the truth behind the headlines and what's really going on. And that is why this podcast is here. We need to seek the Lord for what the truth is and what to do. King Charles embracing other religions, putting them on the same plane as the Christian faith is quite concerning. And that should go without saying. He also has made concerning comments in the past about multi-faith unity, which he did at his Christmas message in 2022. It's clear that he is at least less committed to the faith than his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. She was someone who actually spoke openly about her personal faith, especially later in life, and she gave overtly Christian messages, and she even referred to the life of Jesus Christ as an inspiration and an anchor for her life and her reign. Now, some are even considering the king's affinity for multi-faith religions, multi-faith approaches to things, as establishing a step toward that one world religion that's prophesied in the book of Revelation. Are we there now? Well, no, of course not. But could we be on the way there? Well, yeah. I mean, of course, there's all kinds of conditioning happening all over the place. And if you look at what all these other world leaders are involved in, these other religious leaders are involved in, you start to see some pieces being put together. King Charles was also greeted by protesters already. Not my king. That's what they're all chanting. Many are even calling for the end of the monarchy because they want an elected head of state, not a king, a monarchy. And they're not too happy with the $126 million price tag on the coronation ceremony, which is 100 million British pounds. And that's paid for by the taxpayers, not the royal family. King Charles will also be anointed with oil and crowned as king. Now, this is similar to what we see in the Bible with the kings of Israel. And that obviously provides us with an opportunity to talk about the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and his imminent return. He is returning, many believe soon, and certainly we are seeing signs of the times that are accelerating. And we are going to be ready because you're equipped, you're following this podcast, and you're engaged with what's going on because your faith matters and you have your faith engaged in every area of life. And if you don't, I want to invite you, get it engaged right now to invite God into the details of your life. Now, we need to be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. It says that they received the apostles' teaching with all readiness and eagerness, but they searched the scriptures daily to see whether what they said was so. You see, they didn't just take their word for it. They actually searched the scriptures to see if what the apostles was teaching was true. And we need to be doing the same today. We need to be seeing everything through a biblical lens. We need to know the Bible, of course, to be able to do that. And we need to know what's going on in the world. Now, we don't need to be news junkies and totally tuned into everything that's happening, but we certainly need to have our pulse on what's happening around the world. And that is why you need to stay tuned in to this podcast. So many things about this coronation ceremony are reminding us that we must serve the one true king, Jesus Christ. Now, I think the true spiritual significance of this event remains to be seen, but one thing is certain, and that is that we are living in a time where something big is unfolding right before our eyes. So let's stay awake, just like Jesus warned us. He says in Mark 13, verse 33, "Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come." And he goes on in 35 to says, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come. And I say to you, as I say to all, stay awake." So let's stay awake. Let's stay awake. Are you awake? Thank you for joining. God bless, and we'll see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe. And you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com. to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.